Beaverdale is waking up with Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.
So we've been talking about summer jobs this morning, especially the ones that didn't last. Why didn't they last? 280-1025. I was saying earlier, my grandfather had me paint his barn.
That doesn't sound fun at all.
After one side, he told me it was all good. I didn't have to finish.
Did a good job, Ken.
No, I did not. I hate heights. I hate ladders. It was a really tall barn, really tall old wooden ladder. Uh-huh. I couldn't reach all the way to the top without climbing up to almost the top step. Was not going to do that.
No.
Can't even believe I went as high up as I did, honestly. If I had to look back and watch a video of that, that would be like watching The Wire, The Walk. What was that movie?
The Walk. Mm-hmm.
That would be what it would be like for me to watch that.
Yeah. Yeah. That's when you went to splatter paint mode.
I did. Started. I just started, literally, I just dipped the brush in the can and just started throwing it.
Mm-hmm. Good. I like that idea. Makes
my
it yours.
Uncle said it looked like somebody painted it right before it rained.
Just what he had been hoping for.
I did not last a week. 280-1025. Kim's on the phone here from Boone. How old were you, Kim?
I was 14.
All right, and what was the job?
Well, my dad went to breakfast every morning at this little restaurant in Boone, and he knew everybody that worked there, and he said, hey, my daughter needs a summer job. So they hired me to wait on customers at the counter.
Okay.
So I showed up, worked for a couple days. One morning, I was getting ready to get up for work, and the phone rang, and it was the boss calling to say, tell Kim not to come back. It turns out I preferred to wash dishes in the back than wait on customers.
So you weren't that great at waitressing? Is that what you're saying?
Pretty much wasn't my calling.
Wasn't your thing.
That's okay. All right.
Hey, we appreciate it, but don't come back. Okay. That's awesome.
Exactly.
Okay. Thanks for calling, Kim. You take care. Thanks. Kevin, Kevin on the phone from Johnston. What's the job, Kevin?
So I got a job at a home improvement store.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And they wanted me to fetch the cart. And I wasn't really, like, about that. So, you know, I did it one day, and then... That was that. I didn't show up the next day.
I just really wasn't about that.
Well, why didn't you want to get the carts?
You know, just not every job's for you. I'll say that much.
All right then.
Sure.
Everything else was good.
You didn't expect that they would ask you to do something like that at a place like that?
You know, I expected it was on the table, but I thought I was going to be doing something more like working the cash register or you know, helping out in the store.
Right. Okay. All right. So you quit because they wanted you to get the carts. Okay. Cool, Kevin. Thanks for the call. Have a good day. Thomas on the phone from Des Moines. So what was the job? What happened now, Thomas?
Well, it was back when I lived in Spencer, Iowa. Mm-hmm. And I was doing a summer job of mowing. I was mowing this nice lady's lawn.
Mm-hmm.
And I found out that she was a pretty big flirt. I'm not talking about she was in her 50s or anything. This was an 80-year-old woman who'd come out and give me lemonade. And she would sit there and watch me as I drink it. So if you imagine Hilbert the pervert from Family Guy, this was her. So after the first two times, I decided not to take the job anymore.
Oh, boy. Wow.
Yeah, that was all.
Yeah, that was it, 80-year-old
woman with the lemonade. Look out.
Because I'd catch her looking at me while I was there. Sometimes I'd have my shirt off because it was like 90 degrees. And it was, I'd kind of put the pieces together and laugh.
Yeah. Male
look
suit.
At you with the shirt off.
Yeah, you want a tease.
Right, I know. Oh, I hate it. I hate it. Oh, my stars. The suitor is here.
You have a good one, Thomas. Thanks for the call, Tim.
Want to hear that segment again?
You can. Check out the Ken, Colleen, and Kurt section at star1025.com.